Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Today,
we
have another Jeremiah scripture.
You know what, I'm a month ago today.
I do. Another Jeremiah scripture on do not fear, we do not fear. Jeremiah 17:8 says, they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit.
Hallelujah.
I like having no worries. And there you go. We have no worries. Today, hallelujah. What are we going to talk about, baby?
We're going to talk about prosperity, illusion, or reality of a renewed mind.
I like it.
Hallelujah. MasterCard makes everything priceless.
I bet it does.
You had some as you
No, Visa will take you.
Every place you want to be.
And a few places you don't want to be, like in debt.
In debt. You're right, baby. Credit card companies promise you the world, and it has to offer with alluring images, seductive people, or your imagination think what they want you to think.
That's right.
Credit cards will never make you rich unless you own the credit card company. Credit cards only give you the illusion of the lifestyle that you could actually have with God's proven financial plan.
Mm.
And one other thing. You ever seen the advertisers use ugly people in television commercials? You ever wondered why? It's simple. Advertising executives know they're selling an illusion, what you think your life would be like if you buy their product. The advertiser's desire is to paint a pleasing picture in your mind, one beyond a reality that you're currently experiencing. And they know that ugly won't do it.
That's it.
They want you to believe that somehow this or that product or car or whatever will magically draw the right spouse, job, or lifestyle.
Think of that.
What is the consequence of yielding to the allure of the advertising? The last few words of Mark 4:19 gives us a real warning when it says, the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word, and it becomes fruitless.
Mm.
The desire and lust for things of an unrenewed mind will choke and suffocate the word. Pay attention.
Particular attention.
To the scripture. When it says the word will become fruitless.
Mm.
Sadly, that means that the word of God is not first in our lives. That the promises of the word, the benefits of sonship that he has promised us, will not be reproducing fruit in our lives. In fact, you will experience crop failure in epic proportions. The lost people of this world are searching for what's missing in their lives, Jesus. They look to the world because they know the place to go. But as Christians, we not only have the answer for self-fulfillment, it's our duty to share it with others and to rescue them from this demonic deception and not fall into
it ourselves. And that is the truth. We need to think on those things. Through a renewed mind, we understand scriptural prosperity and what it's actually for. God has made amazing promises to us in his word. But if we let the fleshly desire for things, lots of things to take care of, and people that take precedence over him, then we're going to live an unfulfilled and a very disappointing life and be no better off than those who have no God. Think of that. Think of that. The Message Bible translation of Mark 4:18-19 sums it up pretty good. It says, the seed cast in the weeds represents the ones who hear the kingdom news but are overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. The stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. That is just grievous to hear.
Yes, it is.
Being consumed by the things you want to get, the things you want to do, and the people you want to spend time with other than God means you're really committing mental and spiritual suicide by choking the very life out of yourself and all your dreams, and all the dreams God has for you. It doesn't really matter how many sermons you hear, how many seminars you attend, how much Christian TV you watch. Misplaced spiritual priorities permit financial and personal stress to take root in your life, and what you heard will be in vain. As the verse says, the stress strangles what they heard, and nothing comes of it. We need to always remember the promises that of the creditors are short-lived, particularly if you reach your credit limit and fall behind on payments. It's important that all those good friends are going to become your enemies.
Wow, it's true.
That's why you need to renew your mind and know that the most important of the world's promises are not going to come to pass. The world promises a lot. They want to keep you in debt and, I mean, keep you bound up. But the world, as opposed to the word, I mean, as opposed to the world that's all smoke and mirrors, the word is going to set you free.
Yes.
And that's the only way to go. The renewed mind knows prosperity comes with a purpose, which is much, much more than self-gratification. It's the fulfillment of God's covenant for us to be a blessing to others. And having peace of mind and heart, I mean, what price can you put on that? The renewed mind knows that God's prosperity plan is a lifetime promise. 2 Chronicles 26:5 says, as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. That's the only way we're going to make it in this life. The renewed mind knows that prosperity is not what you have, but what has you.
It's true.
Job 36:11, New Living Translation says, if they listen and obey God, they will be blessed with prosperity throughout their lives. All their years will be pleasant. You know, I could really preach a whole sermon on it. If we have the right attitude of what we're doing with the money that we receive, then we'll have plenty when we need it. We need to listen and obey, which is the key to God's prosperity plan. It's not enough to listen. We must obey. We must do what the word instructs us to do. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
You know, honey, God's thinking about us right now, at this very moment. And he's thinking thoughts and plans for our prosperity. Jeremiah 29:11, this time in the New International Version, says, but I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future.
Mm.
God has a plan for our prosperity. Nowhere in Scripture, however, have I ever read where God has plans for us to live in poverty, lack, or debt. Living with stress of lack and debt is nothing but a plan to harm us, so it can't be of God. The contemporary English version of Jeremiah 29:11 says, I will bless you with a future filled with hope, a future of success, not of suffering. God does not want us living from paycheck to Prozac, suffering with the stress of never having enough money to make ends meet. A renewed mind is much less likely to buy into the illusion of prosperity.
That's right.
When it comes to the reality of the word and God's personal promises to each of us. As I was typing these words, and maybe you and I were talking about this, the Lord brought to our minds 2 Chronicles 26:5. 2 Chronicles 26:5, he brought it to our mind once again. In the Amplified Bible, it says, he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the things of God. As long as he sought, inquired of, yearned for the Lord, God made him to prosper. The word prosper, according to Strong's Concordance, is the Hebrew word H6743. It means to make prosperous, to bring to success, so to bring to successful issue, calls to prosper. What will cause you to be prosperous, successful, and rich? To seek and yearn for the wisdom of God and to hear his voice. Job 36:11, If they obey and serve him, they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the word obey in Job 36:11 is the exact same Hebrew word, opulent. Opulent is found in Isaiah 119. As a reminder, it means to hear. Consider the Message Bible version of Job 36:11. They obey and serve him, they'll have a good, long life on easy streets.
Yeah, really. However.
Maybe now when somebody asks me where I live, I'm going to respond by saying, according to the Word of God, we live on easy street.
Mm.
That should shake up their theology.
I'll say.
Hallelujah. If you want a good, long life, where you are rich, eat the good of the land, and live on easy street, then it would be scripturally wise to willingly hear and obey God's voice and his instructions for living. When we listen and obey the Word of God, we're renewing our mind so we can effectively operate in real prosperity, the God kind. When our prosperity is built on the promises of the world, it's an illusion. When our prosperity is built on a renewed mind, it's a reality.
What is it? Proverbs 10:21 says, the blessing of the Lord, this is it, maketh rich. And he adds no sorrow to it. Neither does toiling increase it.
Mm-hmm.
The point of it is it's the blessing of the Lord. We have what we need because the blessing of the Lord provides. We have the blessing of the Lord. And that is worth so much.
We strongly encourage you to dial 1-712-432-0990 and listen to today's teaching again. And there's
it's on our website, too.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot of meat in it.
Yeah.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.